match with Crowell getting the touches.
Team foul number six on Penn State. Evan Mahaffey in for Penn State. There's Hepburn, inbounds pass to Davis, left corner, throwing to Carter Gilmore, high on the left against Mahaffey. Gilmore hands off to Hepburn, and Chucky brings it out front. Mahaffey picks him up with a switch. Hepburn bobs off the Crowell screen, picked up by Dredd. Inside feed intended for Crowell, knocked away by Mahaffey. As he fronts the post, turnover Wisconsin, and then an offensive foul coming up against Miles Dredd, it looks like, of Penn State.
He ran over Jordan Davis at the timeline. Boy, Jordan, you're doing the little things now.
Yeah, which is what he can bring.
That's
absolutely
all they're asking,
yep,
too, off,
yep.
Jordan.
Hepburn out. Kamari McGee is in. That was a team control, so non-shooting. It's the seventh foul on Penn State. Wisconsin with just four. There's Jordan with the ball right now. He'll flip to his Sejan. Badgers lead 22-20. 6:30 left in the first half. Gilmore at the left point. Mahaffey defends. Gilly will give it up to Davis, left side. He'll try a three from the wing. It's off the right side iron, no good. Kanye Clary, the rebound for Penn State. And he'll take it through the midcourt logo against McGee. Clary walks the dribble. Freshman against a sophomore here. Clary hooks a pass to Andrew Funk to the line. Funk down the lane, goes up, and back rim, no good. The rebound to Crowell of Wisconsin. Badgers keep a two-point lead with 6 minutes left in the first half. As McGee will set the table for Wisconsin. Clary with a tight defense. Kamari will throw it to Crowell. Inside feed to Sejan against Funk. As Sejan mid-post right turns up off the glass. Too hard, no good. And a whistle inside. Foul called here against Wisconsin. And I think Jordan Davis, that'll be his first and the team's fifth, as Tyler Wall will check back in for Wisconsin. Stephen Crowell will sit down.
Matt, you've already talked about how Greg Gard's going to try to monitor the minutes for Tyler Wall. It'll be interesting to see how he gets back into game speed,
mm-hmm,
whether it's this half or maybe in the second half.
Yeah. How long it's going to take. The road to recovery, missed three games and really close to four. He didn't even make 9 minutes into that Minnesota game before he went down. Here's Pickett off the right wing. He'll throw to Funk, high on the right. Good cover by Wall. Pickett top of the circle. He and Funk play catch. Now he got by Tyler, and a whistle, foul called on Wall. Trying to recover there. That's the first on Tyler and the sixth on Wisconsin. 5:32 left in the half. 22-20 Wisconsin.
One thing about Funk, he's not afraid to put the ball on the floor.
No, he's not. Penn State 3 out of 7 from the three-point line. And here's Jalen Pickett against Jordan Davis. Pickett on the dribble around a Funk screen. A Sejan gets him on the switch. Pickett turns it out to Funk. Deep three straight on. Good for Andrew Funk, who was 7 of 12 from three in their win last week against Indiana. 23-22 Penn State. 5:10 left in the first half. A Sejan left of the circle. Flips to Gilmore out high. Carter between the rings. Evan Mahaffey picks him up. A pass for Jordan Davis on the right side. Jordan dribbles off the wing. Bounces at the wall. Tyler, right of the key. At the block against Miles Dredd. Turns up left hand. No good. Rebound. Tap from Pickett to Dredd. And a stop for Penn State. 4:50 left in the half. 1-point lead for the Nittany Lions. As Jalen Pickett sets the floor for Penn State. Pickett now against a Sejan on the switch. Pickett backing and backing. Turns up right hand. No good. Got his own rebound. Tries to split through a couple of defenders and now gets it out of there left of the lane. And he'll try to back down again on a Sejan. Finally gets the double. Open man Mahaffey almost walked. Flipped it up. Low on the left. It'll roll around the rim and in. And it's 25-22 Penn State. 4:20 left in the half.
What a possession though by Pickett. Dominated that possession for Penn State.
Set it up for Evan Mahaffey. Here's a Sejan out high for Wisconsin. Throws to Gilmore. Right of the circle. Gilmore leaves it for Jordan Davis out front. Davis flips it left side for Kamari McGee. Bounce pass Wall. Left of the lane against Miles Dredd. Single coverage. Backing his Wall. Dredd flips it away. A double now from Clary. Wall left block. Couple of pumps. Throws it up and in. It counts it a foul. Wall staying with it. And he earns the and one. Kanye Clary called for the foul. And before we throw to a commercial break, as we hit the under four media timeout, before we throw to a commercial, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
nothing.
Now we'll throw to a commercial break from the American Family Insurance broadcast table. 3:54 left in the first half. Penn State 25, Wisconsin 24. Back in a moment. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans. American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker and his pal Tony.
What in the world are you doing, Bob?
Well, I'm dressing up like an elf, Tony, so I can play in the Usinger All-Star Game. Never played an All-Star Game, and I figure this is my best shot.
Don't you think you're a little too tall to be an elf?
That's the beauty of this outfit. It lets me walk on my knees.
How are you going to bat from your knees?
Hopefully better than I did standing up.
I guess you've never been known for your bat.
Oh, heck no. And you know what? I'd rather be known for my brats anyway. Usinger's famous sausage. Now that's a Hall of Famer.
You got that right.
When you set up a savings goal with U.S. Bank, it grows with you. There's no limit to what you can crochet. I mean, can do. Doesn't have to be crocheting, but it totally could be. Like the headphones you're listening to this ad with, you could totally crochet those. There's no telling where your savings goal will take you. Maybe you'll save enough for yarn to crochet your house or the whole town. Oh, right. Doesn't have to be crochet related.
Set up savings goals on the U.S. Bank mobile app, even for the wildest of dreams. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
I'd like to recognize tonight's game sponsor, Medea Midwest, and thank them for their proud support of Wisconsin Badgers basketball. Medea Midwest, your local ductless solutions provider. And WEA Member Benefits would like to thank all public school educators for their dedication to our communities. WEA Member Benefits, enhancing the financial lives of Wisconsin public school employees. 3:54 left in the first half. Penn State 25, Wisconsin 24.
There had to be a sense of relief for Tyler Wall to get his first basket here tonight. He went up between two defenders, treaded. Carey banked home the shot and drew the foul. You can tell his timing isn't quite there yet. Understandably.
Light work on Sunday on the practice floor yesterday. He's trying to build back into rhythm. He's one of two at the foul line in this first half. Free throw on the way, and it's good as he finishes the three-point play. We're tied at 25. Penn State is led by as many as five, albeit briefly. Badgers' longest lead, two. So close throughout through the first 16-plus minutes. Jalen Pickett on the left side against Max Klesman. Pickett in the lane. Jump pass right side to Miles Dredd. And reaching in his wall, trying to get a tie-up. Not able to do so. Funk throws to Pickett, top of the circle. Pickett against Stephen Crow now. Pickett pulls up at the free throw line. Crow hangs with. Eight to shoot. Dredd's open. Right side three off the catch is good. Miles Dredd with his second three. 28-25 Penn State. 3:25 left in the half. Hepburn up the right sideline, hands off to Klesman, throws to Isaac Lindsay, leads it for Wall at the left point. Bounce pass to Klesman, left of the lane against Andrew Funk. Backing is Klesman, backing mid-post left. Turns low on the left, goes up, blocked by Mahaffey. It comes down to Miles Dredd. Dredd on the run. Hepburn picks him up, cross-court pass Funk, tap pass Clary, off the left wing, leads it for Mahaffey, down the lane, pushed it up, missed it. Rebound Mahaffey low on the right, back up and in. Evan Mahaffey stays with it, 30-25 Penn State, 2:53 left in the half. Klesman throwing to Lindsay out front for Wisconsin. Lindsay feeds Hepburn high on the right, sends to Crowell, gets it back to Chucky, baseline right, covered up by Mahaffey. Hepburn loops it into Crowell against Pickett, advantage Crowell here, a double from Mahaffey. Crowell, baseline right, turns it to Lindsay, turn down the three, Isaac left of the lane, fades, flips, good. Tough shot. Locked it down. Made it look easy. First points for Lindsay. 30-27. Penn State, 2:25 left in the half.
And we know nothing comes easy when you're matched against Pickett, and he scored over the top of him.
Pickett against Klesman, outside right. Left-hand chest-high dribble. Pickett now picked up by Lindsay on the switch. And Pickett sizes him up. Pickett throws it to Miles Dredd. Left side, got Wall up. Now mid-range jumper. Left side, good for Miles Dredd. Came into the game. All but four of his shot attempts were from the three-point line. And he knocks down a mid-range here, 32-27 Penn State, 1:55 left in the half. Hepburn pass got tipped, but it's caught by Crowell, right of the lane against Mahaffey. Crowell turns low on the right, floats it up right hand, no good. Rebound Dredd of Penn State, 1:43 left in the half, 5-point lead for the Nittany Lions. And Kanye Clary to the front court through the mid-court logo. Checked by Chucky Hepburn. Minute and a half left in the half. Clary now against Klesmith. Clary left of the lane. Backing left block. Went the up and under. Flips it up. No good. It clipped the left side iron. Crowell clears for Wisconsin. Here's Hepburn. Glides to the front court. 120 left in the half. 32-27 Penn State. Wall backing on Dredd. Wall.
Klesmith's bleeding.
Yep. And throwing it up is Wall. No good. The rebound comes down to Jalen Pickett. They're playing on. Here's Clary inside, low on the right. He'll feed Mahaffey down the lane. Slam dunk. Evan Mahaffey and Max Klesmith is a bloody mess right now. And finally, they get the attention. Greg Gard was trying to get a stoppage. They didn't get it. They played through it. And Klesmith is bleeding profusely, as a matter of fact. 58.2 seconds left in the half. 34-27. Penn State leads Wisconsin, and Klesmith will make his way back to the locker room area.
Klesmith took one in the chops on that drive to the basket a couple of possessions ago. Mm-hmm. He went down to the floor, and they kept on looking at the blood that was coming out of his mouth. During that last offensive possession for Wisconsin, Klesmith went out of bounds, was standing out of bounds, and had a trainer from Penn State gave him a towel while play continued.
Yeah, and it should have stopped automatically. That's why I was hesitating there.
You could see the elbow they got from Carey and the chops.
Yeah, a basketball play there. It was not a, you know, nothing cheap there. It was as he was just, you have the right to swing that elbow when you're as a part of a basketball play. They're in the midst of wiping up blood right now, which is in various spots of the floor. 58.2 seconds left in the half. It's 34-27. Penn State leading Wisconsin.
By the way, Evan Mahaffey reminds me a little bit of Jordan Geronimo as far as being an active bouncer.
Yeah, he is. And in high school, he was a point guard at Moeller High School in Cincinnati. There's still a little more blood I think they need. They are taking a look at it. I didn't think that that was anything that warranted a flagrant foul here. I think they're going to say that was a basketball play as they continue to wipe up the blood here.
Well, there's a trail of blood from wherever Klesmith was running on the floor.
Yep. So the Badgers with their longest deficit of the game now at 7 points, 58.2 seconds left in the first half. A lot of maintenance work needs to be done right now.
Get to the floor into maybe Klesmith's face.
Yeah, not necessarily in that order. It'll be Wisconsin basketball. They have Wall, Hepburn, Lindsey, Crowell, and Asijan. Penn State with Mahaffey, Dredd, Funk, Clary, and Jalen Pickett. Badgers just 11 of 29 from the field in this first half. Penn State 13 of 25 and 5 of 9 from the arc. And so the Badgers can close this gap in the final minute of the first half as Hepburn will walk it through the center circle. Pick waits for him. Chucky on the dribble off the high screen from Crowell. Hepburn left of the lane. Whistle. He got fouled by Mahaffey in a 1-1 coming up for Chucky Hepburn. The first foul on Evan Mahaffey. Hepburn goes to the line, a 73% foul shooter. The Badgers 2 of 3 all from Wall here in the first half. Penn State 3 of 6.
Hepburn didn't attempt a free throw at Indiana. In the previous three games, he was 10 of 13 from the line.
1-1 for Chucky. Front end is good. Chucky had 8 points against Indiana, did not make a three. He's been terrific from the three-point line this season, better than 46%. Second attempt, and that thuds off the back rim, and the front rim no good. Penn State clears the rebound, 34-28 at Nittany Lions. We're down to 40 seconds left in the half. Clary hands off to Funk, disrupted, and now Funk will get the timeout. They're along the left sideline, so the use it or lose it, taken by Micah Shrewsbury, 37.8 to play, 22 to shoot, 34-28 Penn State.
Not everybody in this league tapped into the transfer portal, but when you think about the impact the portal has had in the backcourt, it's significant. Jameer Young at Maryland, Cam Spencer at Rutgers, Andrew Funk with Penn State. You think about what they have brought into this league, the type of firepower they have brought in from the perimeter. It's amazing.
Yeah, Cam Spencer has just been, he is not only, you know, making the shots, making them when they matter the very most. A couple of crunch time hits. That Rutgers team is real. Badgers don't make the trip out there. Rutgers will come to the Kohl Center on February 18th. Andrew Funkel inbound, front court sideline left. 6-point lead, Penn State, 37.8 seconds left in the first half. Inbounds pass to Pickett, left of the center circle. Looks up at the shot clock, Tyler Wall comes out on him. 30 to play, 15 to shoot. Pickett, the uncontested left-hand hip-high dribble. Little jab step, throws to Funk, and tried to hand it back and not ready for it. Asijan with the pick, down the lane, slam dunk, Connor Asijan with 18 seconds left in the half. 34-30 Penn State. Danny Lyons can take the final shot, 12 seconds left of the break. Pickett out front, and a foul on Asijan, and that's number 7 on Wisconsin. Asijan not pleased with that, and that's his first, and a 1-1 coming up for Andrew Funk, who is 9 of 13 this season at the free throw line. Mahaffey in, Kebijai, who was in, is out now. 10.1 left in the half, 34-30 Penn State. Funk with 6 points, couple of threes, front end is good. 35-30 Penn State. One more free throw for Andrew Funk. Scored 1,200 plus points in his time at Bucknell, and he hits both free throws. 6-point lead Penn State, 10 seconds left in the half. Here comes Chucky through the midcourt logo, down to 5 seconds. Hepburn out front, takes it right of the lane with three, with two, a step back right elbow. Jumper is around and out, no good, and the first half has come to an end. So cold shooting continues for Wisconsin, just 12 of 31 from the field, yet they're down just 6 at the half. Wisconsin basketball brought to you by Rail Transport, offering truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, halftime in Madison. Penn State 36, Wisconsin 30. We're back with a halftime report presented by Culver's. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. I overdosed on heroin, and I lived. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. My desire to change had finally outweighed my desire to stay the same. I felt powerless for so much of my life. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. For the first time, I finally feel like I'm exactly where I should be, where I want to be.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
At the half, Penn State 36, Wisconsin 30. Stephen Crow with 8 points and 6 rebounds leading the way for the Badgers. Chucky Hepburn with 6. Connor Asijan with 5. Tyler Wall with 4. Max Klusman with 3. Isaac Lindsay and Jordan Davis each with 2. Miles Dredd and Andrew Funk along with Jalen Pickett. 8 points apiece for Penn State. Evan Mahaffey with 6. Cameron Winter with 4. Seth Lundy with 2. At the half, Penn State 36, Wisconsin 30. Stay with us. Mike returns with the SVA halftime interview in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Did you know that your local bumper-to-bumper auto parts store is part of a large Midwest-based company of over 300 stores and over 650 certified service centers, serving customers in 5 states and hundreds of cities, from Detroit to Madison, from Chicago to Marquette? Yes, when it comes to quality service, name-brand products, product availability, and nice low prices, we've got you covered. That's at your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store. And thank you for shopping locally. Service is the difference. We get it.
selling a product, you're selling a promise. When we're subject to horrible winters, hailstorms, windstorms, you learn quick that you really are selling a promise, not just collecting a premium.
An independent insurance agent on doing the right thing.
West Bend's the one company that I would feel confident calling the president of the company. I know he'd pick up the phone and we'd have a conversation.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. I'd like to take a quick 30 seconds and talk to you about the most important part of a Cleary building, the foundation. Without it, you won't be able to stand the test of time. At Cleary, our foundation is made up of some truly amazing people. Our Cleary family rises to the challenge every day, and it shows when that shamrock is applied. So if you are looking for a new challenge in our all-new corporate office or out on the construction site, join the Cleary family today by clicking on careers at clearybuilding.com.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Welcome back to the Kohl Center, where Penn State leads Wisconsin 36-30 at halftime. Tyler Wall played a little over 15 minutes in the first half. He's returned to playing action for Wisconsin. In his absence, Carter Gilmore started three games for the Badgers. I talked with Associate Head Coach Joe Krabanoff, and I asked him how far Carter has come since first stepping on campus.
It's hard to put into words how far he's come, and I think a lot of it's just growing up, and I think that's the fun part in coaching. That's why we all got into this, to see the development of young men on and off the floor and how it correlates, you know, one way and the other. And he's mature physically, he's mature mentally. He's still got a ways to go, don't get me wrong, but the growth has been substantial, and it's been required of him in order to be out on the floor and help us play. And he understood that. That's what he wanted to do. That's why he came here, was to play. And in order for him to do that, he had to grow. And it was a challenge for him. It wasn't always easy on and off the court. Nothing bad, but it wasn't always easy. And he took that challenge head on. And I'm very, very proud of him. And it's fun to see. That's why we do this, to see the growth. And who knows what it'll amount to as far as stats or minutes played or anything like that. But from where he was to where he is now is awesome. And I think he's got more room to grow.
More of our halftime interview brought to you by SBA is coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Shop Menards today and save big money. Put the finishing touches on your kitchen or bathroom with a new faucet from Moen. Moen creates faucets that feature innovative technology and have a timeless aesthetic. Available in a variety of styles and finishes, find the perfect faucet for your home with Moen's wide selection of kitchen and bathroom faucets. Moen faucets are great for resisting water spots and fingerprints. Save big money on Moen faucets at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Time to redo this basement?
Yeah. A home gym, movie theater, model train utopia.
Or yoga studio?
I'm flexible-ish.
Great. I'll just use the U.S. Bank mobile app so we can plan it out.
Which way are you leaning? Setting a savings goal or applying for a home improvement loan?
I say we look at both options. Right here in the app.
Budget for a really good home gym. We deserve it.
Noted.
Help for today, planning for tomorrow. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender member FDIC.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Wisconsin 36-30 at halftime. Carter Gilmore played a little over 8 minutes in the first half, had a couple of rebounds, block shot. I asked you, Krabanoff, what Carter can bring to this team.
His natural feel for the game is tremendous. I mean, just on both ends of the floor, it stands out. You know, he's always in the right spot. He's often cutting when he should. He's spotting up when he needs to. He's making the right pass at the right time. And then defensively, you know, he maybe doesn't have the pop or quickness length as of Tyler Wall, but he has the mind of Tyler, and he knows where he needs to be. So he uses his intellect, you know, above maybe what he misses maybe athletic-wise. He's able to beat guys to spots because he anticipates really well, and so he's helped us on both ends of the floor. And don't forget about how scrappy and tough he is. I mean, he's a blue collar type of player. He's willing to get on the floor, mix it up with guys 5 inches taller and 30 pounds heavier, and he doesn't bat an eye. He doesn't blink. He just goes right at it physically, and you love to see that.
Kind of sounded like Joe was talking about himself, didn't it? When we continue, we'll have some of the first half stats presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
Carrier is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Contact the experts at 1-800-CARRIER or carrier.com.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we designed the Ford trucks of the future for everyone. Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 45 years straight. Made for performance and capability on and off-road. Because the trucks of the future aren't designed for a few. They're built for America. Ford F-Series. Drive one today. Based on 1977 to 2021 calendar year total sales.
All
Penn State leads Wisconsin at the half, 36-30. First half stats brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. As the Nittany Lions, 13 of 25 for the field, 5 of 9 for the arc, 5 of 8 at the foul line. The Badgers are continuing their shooting struggles. Just 39%, 12 of 31, 3 of 9 from the arc, 3 of 5 at the foul line. Penn State a plus 3 on the glass. Second chance points even at 4. Paint points plus 4 for Wisconsin at 16-12. Wisconsin with 4 assists and 3 turnovers, 7 dimes and 4 miscues for Penn State. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. At the half, Penn State 36, Wisconsin 30. This has been the Halftime Report presented by Culver's. Stay with us. The second half is coming up next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Pride.
Left corner three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Sweetie, want some fruit?
You have to use the right tool for the job. A power drill is the wrong tool to slice fruit. Just like an antibiotic is the wrong tool to treat viruses, including colds and flu. Antibiotics are only needed for certain bacterial infections. When they aren't needed, antibiotics won't help you, and the side effects could still hurt you. Ask your healthcare professional when an antibiotic is the right tool and when it's not. Visit cdc.gov/antibiotic-use.
I'd like to take a moment and recognize tonight's game sponsor, Medea Midwest, and their proud support of Wisconsin Badger basketball. Medea Midwest, your local ductless solutions provider. 36-30, Penn State leads Wisconsin as we get set to start the second half. And the Badgers will play this second half without Max Klusman. He will not return, head injury, out for the remainder of the game.
Well, that hurts, obviously. Klusman was averaging in Big Ten play a little over 32 minutes per game. Does a lot of things that don't show up. We've talked about him throughout this season. And now it's going to be incumbent on some other players to really step up their game. You get Tyler Wall back, and now you lose Klusman for this half.
Among other things, would be lose that the grittiness, the defense for Max. He can knock down some shots for you as well. Hit a three in the first half, but you know, took one to the face. Basketball play, took an elbow to the face down the low post and was bleeding profusely, so he will not return here for Wisconsin tonight. The Badgers have 6 points to make up. Jordan Davis will be in that first five coming out of the second half in place of the injured Klusman.
What a great opportunity for Davis, who lost his starting job tonight. Greg Gard elected to start Connor Asijan over him, and now he has a chance to play extended minutes here in the second half.
He played 9 in the first half, 2 points, 2 boards, 1 assist. Asijan, Wall, Davis, Hepburn, and Crowell, the five of the floor for Wisconsin. Penn State will have the first possession. Nittany Lions will be moving to our left.
I would hope that we would see Tyler Wall more in sync with his game here in the second half.
Tyler played 15 and a half minutes of the first, and as he will check Jalen Pickett, second half underway. Now it's Cameron Winter against Chucky Hepburn, high on the right in front of his head coach, Micah Shrewsbury. Winter left-hand dribble. He'll flip it to Pickett between the circles. Pickett with 15 to shoot. Pickett going to work on Wall. Takes him into the paint. Turns, leans, now fades, flips, and in and out. No good. Off the glass and rim. And the rebound to Crowell. Wisconsin moves to our right in the second half. First possession for the Badgers. Down 6. Hepburn throwing to Crowell on the right wing. Kebajai is with Crowell. Now Wall leaves it for Hepburn. Top of the arc. A pass for Asijan with Funk on him. Asijan gives it up the Wall. Whips it to Crowell. Out front for 3. Left of the circle, and it's in and out, no good. Rebound, Wall trying to dig it out of there, and he was fouled. Well, that's a good burst, good hustle from Wall as Seth Lundy is called for the foul, and that is his third.
That's really characteristic of the way Tyler Wall plays the game, too. And Stephen Crowell still struggling with the threes, 2 of his last 13 from the arc.
Lundy with 3 fouls and 2 points, stays in the game. Hepburn goes into Crowell, left of the lane against Kebajai, backing his crowd. Back in left shoulder turn, up right hand, rolls off the right side, iron, no good. Jalen Pickett the rebound for Penn State. Pickett up the floor for the Nittany Lions. A minute gone by, second half, 36-30, Penn State. Pickett against Crowell, off the funk screen. Pickett on the dribble and going to the floor. Hard was a Sejan as he run over like a truck. That was Keba Jai with his third foul.
I talked to Connor last week. He said when Danger of Illinois ran him over with a pick, he said it was about as hard as he's ever been hit in a basketball game.
I can imagine. So Jai with three fouls, Lundy with three, both still on the floor. Here's Crowell top of the circle. Crowell against Jai. Steven kills the dribble, throws to Wall up top. Wall against Seth Lundy. Bounce pass to Crowell. Right foul line extended. Crowell again picked up the dribble, steps back, tries a three, and it's good for Steven Crowell. Left him open, and he made Penn State pay. 36-33, the Nittany Lions, a minute and a half into the second half. Jai at the top of the circle. Up and inside, leaves it for Pickett. Wall defending. Now Pickett picked up by Crowell on the switch. Out to Lundy, tries a three right side. It's off the rim and out, no good. Rebound Crowell. Off the right, then left side iron and out. Hepburn to the front court for Wisconsin. Flips to Crowell between the circles. Crowell with a handoff for Tyler Wall off the Crowell screen. Wall left of the lane. Keba Jai defends. Now a quick double out to Crowell, top of the circle. Two-man game. Wall catches. Mid-post left. Backs on Keba Jai. Turns up. Blocked by Jai. Back tapped, and Crowell is able to recover it. Five to shoot. Here comes Chucky. Left of the lane. Off balance. Floats it up. It's off the rim. No good. Tipped up Wall, and a whistle, and a foul is called. They're going to get Tyler Wall on the offensive foul, trying to crash the offensive glass.
Jai leads Penn State with 14 block shots. It's not a big number, but that was an impressive defensive stop by Jai against Wall.
Yeah, they're saying they really think this guy could be good for them. Just a freshman, a top 100 player. But they say, by in terms of recruiting services, the second highest ranked player they've ever had at Penn State. Jai with the ball right now. He'll throw it to Winter on the right wing. 2:30 gone by, second half, 36-33, Penn State. Winter left-hand flip for Jai, top of the circle, hands it back to Winter. Barrels left lane line, push it up off the glass and rim, no good. Rebound Crowell. Another board for Steven. And here comes Hepburn to the front court. Hepburn throws to Crowell, top of the circle, hands it to Chucky. Left wing feeds Crowell at the free throw line. Crowell on the dribble. Takes it left wing, bounce pass to Hepburn, left of the lane. Winter defends, Chucky on the dribble. Left lane line, backing, turns, low on the left, up, missed, but a foul. Hepburn will go to the free throw line. And just trying to pound it in the paint. Winter called for his third foul. So Penn State getting itself into some foul trouble here. Meanwhile, Steven Crowell with that rebound a moment ago. He has a double-double, 11 points and 10 boards.
Chucky Hepburn started the game with a post-up. Winter really battles, man. He's impressive looking, isn't he?
There he is. Two guys who battle, Hepburn and Winter. First free throw good for Hepburn. Miles Dredd coming in for Keba Jai. Exactly 17 minutes remaining, 36-34, Penn State. Second free throw coming up for Hepburn. Nothing but net as the Badgers are within one. First 5 points of the second half belong to Wisconsin. 36-35 Penn State. Jalen Pickett throwing to Miles Dredd. Top of the circle. Covered up by Crowell. A bounce for Funk. He's with the Sejan. Andrew Funk, hard left-hand dribble to the line. Steps in the lane. Feeds Pickett left point. Pickett against Tyler Wall. Pickett, right lane line. Out to Winter. Winter to the foul line. Pass deflected. Stolen away by Wall. Here comes Tyler. Weaves to the front court. To the line. Down the lane. To the rim. Up right hand. Got it. And the Badgers take the lead. Wall with the pilfer. And he takes it the distance. 37-36 Wisconsin. 16:25 remaining at the Kohl Center. Miles Dredd, top of the circle. And a whistle off the ball. Foul called. They'll get a Sejan, his second. Team foul number two on Wisconsin.
It would appear Tyler Wall is back in the groove.
Yeah, that was a good sign a moment ago,
wasn't it?
The Sejan will sit down with that second foul. Isaac Lindsay re-enters. Badgers on a 7-point run to begin this second half. Jalen Pickett, baseline left, will inbound. Pickett looks and gets it into Funk. Wide open. Lindsay went down and Funk missed a three. It just clipped the right side iron. Jordan Davis the rebound. A break for Wisconsin. Hepburn throwing to Lindsay on the left wing. Bounce pass to Crowell, backing on Dredd, mid-post left. Crowell low on the left, bobbled it, tried to dig it out of there, got tied up, throws it up, no, but a foul as Dredd went to the floor. Crowell just muscled it up, and 2 years ago, no prayer for him to be able to get anything up, but he's bigger, he's stronger, and he knows it, and Crowell muscles his way to the free throw line.
I would agree he's stronger, but I'm not sure he's any stronger than those two dudes he just knocked into.
But he hung Dredd in there.
No, he did. Dredd and Pickett. Yeah. Are tough, but you're right, that perseverance by Crowell was clearly evident on that action.
Pickett the foul, his first. Crowell at the free throw line, and he is good with the first. 12 points for Crowell. Now Evan Mahaffey will come in for Penn State. Cameron Winter will sit down. 8-point run for Wisconsin to start the second half.
It's kind of an example of turnaround is fair play after what Indiana did at the start of the second half against Wisconsin on Saturday.
Second free throw missed. Seth Lundy the rebound. 38-36 Wisconsin. 16 minutes remaining. Andrew Funk high on the left. Throws to Pickett left wing against Tyler Wall. Pickett off the Mahaffey screen. Now Crowell gets him on the switch. A throw to Funk. Flipped it back to Pickett. Picked up now by Isaac Lindsay. Pickett working on him. Backing him right lane line. Up in traffic. And he'll dance in for Jalen Pickett, who has 10. And we're tied at 38. 15-38 remaining. Jordan Davis, right sideline for Wisconsin, drifting out between the circles against Pickett. Bounce pass to Hepburn, left wing. Dredd with a tight defense. Chucky loops it into Crowell, left of the lane. Crowell against Mahaffey. Steven backing and backing. Left shoulder turn, up right hand, good. Two more for Crowell, 40-38 Wisconsin, 15-15 remaining. A little old school basketball going on here, both sides. Funk throwing to Pickett. Jalen Pickett on the left wing. Turned down the Mahaffey screen. Now on the switch. Now checking Pickett, who retreats above the three-point line. Ready to go to work. Now he's passed off to Lindsay. Here's Pickett backing him down. Left lane line. Pickett still backing. Turns. A feed to Mahaffey. Low on the left. Working on Crowell. Up. No. Rebound. Crowell. Good interior D from Wall. And here comes Chucky Hepburn, left side of the front court. Leaves it for Crowell between the circles. 14:40 remaining. 2-point lead, Wisconsin. Hepburn rotates to Lindsay. Bounces the Wall, left of the lane. Dredd defending, single coverage. Wall faces up. Wall now in the lane. Pivots up, blocked by Dredd. He just ate it up. And here comes Pickett through the center circle to the front court for the Nittany Lions. 40-38, Wisconsin. Wall sent to the floor. Pickett goes into Mahaffey. Bobbles, lost it, out of bounds. And the officials will talk about it. They're going to say last touch by Wisconsin. Oh, my. Not sure about that, but it will be Penn State ball. Michael Shrewsbury says thank you very much. Hey, Wisconsin fans, StubHub is the easiest way to accept every Badgers game. Check the virtual view, score your seats, get your tickets delivered instantly. StubHub is the official ticketing partner of Wisconsin Athletics. StubHub, be there. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 14-17 remaining. Wisconsin 40, Penn State 38. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Hey,
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hello, music lovers. Tim the Polka Guy here to let you know the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show is moving to a new time slot, 12 noon every Saturday. So join me for the best in old-time music every Saturday at 12 noon right here on the new WFHR 97.5 FM and AM 1320.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter storm watch begins at midnight Thursday morning and continues until 6 p.m. Thursday night.
26 tonight under cloudy skies. Northwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. 33 tomorrow, cloudy. Snow likely tomorrow night, 27 overcast. 4 to 8 inches of snow tomorrow night through Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 34.
Wisconsin basketball brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine. The healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. It'll be Penn State ball. It was last touched by Crowell, went out of bounds. 14-17 remaining, 40-38 Wisconsin. Carter Gilmore in the lineup for Wisconsin. Andrew Funk baseline left will inbound, throws it into Pickett. Defended by Jordan Davis and now by Crowell off the switch. As Pickett again backs out between the circles and sizes up the defense. Pickett at the top of the arc. Steps back, feeds Funk, slips, recovers, throws it to Pickett. Top of the arc. Pickett a step back three straight away. It's off the iron, no good. Long rebound to Funk near the right corner. Second chance for Penn State. 2-point lead Wisconsin, 13:50 remaining. Seth Lundy averages better than 14 a game. He has but 2 points so far tonight. Playing with three fouls on the left-hand dribble, top of the circle. Screen and roll. Pass for Dredd. Broken up by Hepburn. Taken away by Jordan Davis. Jordan scoots to the front court to the line. Down the lane. Runs it up, and it's sent out of bounds by Seth Lundy. Wisconsin keeps it.
The Penn State defense has done a good job here in the second half, blocking shots in the paint.
Wisconsin will keep attacking. Chucky Hepburn, baseline right, will inbound. Looking, throws it out to Carter Gilmore, high on the right. Gilmore, top of the circle, tosses to Hepburn at the right point. He'll feed Crowell, top of the arc. Hands off to Asijan, got covered up by Mahaffey, and then the foul is called on Mahaffey. Boy, they are on Connor, as you would expect. They do know how to scout in this league. They get on Connor in a hurry. Evan Mahaffey called for the foul. That's his second.
I would think, too, that matchup with Funk. Funk knows how difficult it is to get open, so he can use some of the tricks that he sees defensively and turn them on Connor Asijan.
Bounce pass, Hepburn to Gilmore, back to Chucky. And he walked with the ball. And a little too fast for his own good. 13:23 remaining. 40-38 Wisconsin. Just the fourth turnover for the Badgers. Or actually, yep, should be just the fourth. Seven for Penn State. Two teams that are really good at not turning it over. Pickett, left of the circle against Davis. Hands off to Mahaffey. Mahaffey, top of the arc. Crowell on him. Mahaffey glides off to the right side. He'll leave it for Seth Lundy. He'll drive it right lane line, whips it left corner. Miles Dredd for three, and it's off the rim. No good. Jordan Davis the rebound. 13 minutes to play. Still 40-38 Wisconsin. Penn State 5 of 13 from the three-point line. Connor Asijan up top. Leaves it for Crowell. Floats it to Hepburn between the circles. Chucky with a pass fake. Sends to Connor. Flips a three right of the circle. It's off the rim. No good. Rebound Jalen Pickett of Penn State. Pickett runs it up the middle. Sets the floor for the Nittany Lions with 12:35 remaining. Pickett goes behind the back, now spinning in the lane. Pivots, fades, flips, missed. Rebound to Asijan. 12:29 remaining. Still 40-38 Wisconsin. Both teams on scoring droughts right now. Who's going to break it first? Here's Hepburn, left of the lane. Leaves it for Asijan. Blows off the left wing. Connor in the lane. Push it up right hand. It crawls in for Asijan. He has 7, 42-38 Wisconsin, 12:08 remaining.
He's able to get free of Funk, get in the paint and score.
That represents the longest lead of the night for Wisconsin. All of 4 points. Mahaffey, top of the circle. Mahaffey checked by Crowell. A handoff to Lundy, chased by Hepburn. Lundy outside the center circle. Being dogged by Hepburn to throw to Mahaffey, top of the wheel. Leaves it for Pickett, right of the circle. Snaps off a three. It's good for Jalen Pickett. His first three of the game, 42-41 Wisconsin. With 11:40 remaining. Pickett with 13 points now tonight. Gilmore throws to Asijan. He'll bounce for Crowell. Left of the lane. Crowell backing on Mahaffey and an offensive foul as Mahaffey went down hard. Sometimes you get a flop for that, but this time you don't. Crowell called for the offensive foul, and that is his first. And we have a break in the action at the under 12 media timeout. Put your trust in a bank that's been focused on serving the people and businesses in Wisconsin and all across the country since 1863. That's U.S. Bank. Stop by your local branch or log on today. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 11:31 remaining. Wisconsin 42, Penn State 41. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Is the cost of college weighing you down? Don't worry. There is a ton of untapped federal financial aid available right now. The University of Wisconsin system has financial aid experts across the state waiting to help you finish the FAFSA, the free application for federal student aid. Go to wisconsin.edu for more information, and FAFSA will show you the money, but only if you fill it out. Sponsored by the University of Wisconsin system.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Sweet strawberry icing.
You're in Goodwill, and just past that vintage denim jacket, you spot miniature donut earrings. You lean in. Ah, that's the scent of shopping success. Because at Goodwill, every item you buy funds local job training and more. So bring home those donut earrings, and bring home so much good to your community. Goodwill. Bring good home. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
College sports are full of trash talk, but stats speak louder. We'll let the F-150 speak for itself. Tough, smart, capable. Visit your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealer today. 11:31 remaining. Wisconsin 42, Penn State 41.
After shooting 52% from the field, 56% from the three-point line in the first half, a little bit different story for Penn State in the second half. Nittany Lions 2 of 10 from the field, 1 of 5 from the arc. The Badgers outscored Penn State 12-5 in this half.
Getting some good looks, but Jalen Pickett did hit a three a moment ago to pull his team within one. Again, in wins, Penn State shoots 42% from the arc, and losses 33%. Right now it's 6 of 14 from the three-point line as Jalen Pickett matched up with Tyler Wall, left of the circle. Pickett on the right-hand dribble. Now it's Gilmore on it. Pickett, jump pass, floats it out high on the left for Andrew Funk. He's with the Seagen. Funk off the Pickett screen. Kills the dribble, throws to Pickett. Yeah, he's with the Seagen. 10 to shoot. Pickett working on the freshman. Left lane line, backing in the paint. Turns up, out. Got his own rebound, trying to tip it. Was Pickett to Miles Dredd. It goes out of bounds at the left corner. Wisconsin ball.
Pickett's up with himself. Didn't make eye contact with Dredd, and they're talking now a little bit about it.
11 minutes to play, 42-41 Wisconsin. Hepburn throws to Gilmore, top of the circle. Carter with a bounce for Wall against Dredd. Wall darts it left side for Jordan Davis. Jordan off the wing, probes, retreats, and he'll send it to a Seagen high on the left. Now it's Hepburn off the Wall screen. Chucky on the right side, throwback pass Wall for three, straight on, straight in. Tyler Wall, his fifth three of the season. 45-41 Wisconsin with 10:35 to play.
When Wall got the ball, they completely ignored him at the top of the key.
Evan Mahaffey at the top of the arc. Sometimes you leave him open for a reason, but Wall made him pay on that shot. Mahaffey on the right side, works the baseline, stops at the block, throws to Cameron Winter, covered up by Hepburn, a feed for Funk, deep three, left side, missed it, but he was fouled by Esegen, and that will be a three-shot foul, and it's the third personal on Connor Esegen. 45-41 Wisconsin with 10 minutes and 14 seconds remaining here in Madison. Andrew Funk made a couple of free throws in the first half. He'll step to the line for three. First attempt on the way, and it's good.
We talked earlier about the impact some of these transfer guards have had in the Big Ten. The sad side of the story is the impact they've had on the teams and the schools that they've left.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you are those schools, there are times when a player from a power program will go to what we call the mid-major as Funk makes all three. But in a lot of ways, and people talked about it, you know, Bo Ryan mentioned it, you know, those schools become in essence a farm system for the Big Tens, the SECs, the ACCs of the world. 45-44 Wisconsin. Coming up on 10 minutes remaining. Hepburn needs a little help. He'll throw to Wall on the left side. Wall against Miles Dredd. Little crossover from Tyler. Low on the left. Tight defense from Dredd. Now Hepburn sidesteps left. Three in the air. Left wing. Book it. Chucky Hepburn with the triple. 48-44 Wisconsin. 9:45 remaining. Jalen Pickett out front for Penn State. Left of the circle is Pickett. Right hand chest high dribble. He'll leave it for Mahaffey. Gilmore defending. Mahaffey with a handoff for Funk. Funk right of the wheel. Turns to the Pickett. Blows off the left wing. Pickett in the lane. Jump pass right side. Funk steps into a three right of the circle. Good. Andrew Funk, his third three of the night. 48-47 Wisconsin with 9:20 remaining. Hepburn left sideline, leaves it for Connor Esegian. He'll pop it to Davis between the arcs. Bounce pass, Hepburn right side. Whistle chasing Wall was Miles Dredd, and Dredd is called for the foul. That'll be his second.
One of the things Wisconsin missed was evident on that last offensive possession where Wall drew a double down on the block, winner leaving Hepner to go double, and the wide open shot, Hepburn gets the ball back from Wall. They weren't getting that action.
Yep.
The defenders were stuck to the perimeter scores.
Team foul number six on Penn State, by the way. Hepburn, Crowell, Lindsey, Tyler Wall on the floor for Wisconsin. Inbounds pass to Lindsey on the right side. Jordan Davis rounding out the five. Kebajai back in there for Penn State. Wall on the left side. He's with Pickett throwing to Crowell. Looped it inside. Nice catch. Wall, and he got fouled by Mahaffey. Tyler had to go deep down there to get it. And Evan Mahaffey picks up his third foul. That's team foul number seven. 9:03 remaining. 48-47 Wisconsin. And Tyler Wall goes to the foul line.
Doesn't seem like Wall is just playing at a different speed this half versus the first half, where he's kind of feeling his way around a little bit.
And at halftime, everything feels good. Let's let it rip. 1-1 for Wall. He hits the front end. Seth Lundy comes in for Mahaffey. Two-point lead for Wisconsin. Wall with 10 points now, and he is 3 of 4 at the foul line. Second free throw for Tyler. Eyes the rim, sends it, missed it short. Rebound, tap to Jalen Pickett. Two-point lead for the Badgers. Here's Funk for three in the lead. Up top, off the rim, no good. Wall pulls down the rebound for Wisconsin. A quick jack from Andrew Funk. Here's Hepburn. Wiggles in the lane. 12-footer in the paint. Back iron. No good. Funk the rebound. Badgers still up two. 8:40 remaining. Pickett on the flies. Thought about the three. Turned it down. Leaves it for Funk. Funk against Isaac Lindsey. Left of the center circle. Funk on the right hand. Dribbled around the Pickett. Ball screen. A throwback pass to Pickett. Left lane line. Backing on Lindsey. Pickett backing and backing. Left shoulder turn. And he got fouled by Lindsey. And that's going to be number two on Isaac Lindsey.
That's just a tough, tough matchup for Lindsey against Pickett.
Fouled him before the shot attempt. Team foul number five on Wisconsin. 8:26 to play. 49-47 the Badgers. Pickett baseline left will inbound. Looking. And they get the quick hitter into Funk. Low on the right. He'll catch and finish. And we're tied at 49 with 8:20 remaining. Here's Hepburn for the Badgers, throwing to Isaac Lindsey. Lindsey drifting out front. He'll feed Hepburn high on the right. Cameron Winter defending Chucky. Hepburn throws it to Lindsey, rotates to Davis, high on the left, goes into Crowell, left of the lane. Kebajai, single coverage. Crowell backing and backing, turns up left hand, off the glass and rim, no good. Jai the rebound for Penn State. And now Jalen Pickett brings it up. Penn State with a chance to regain the lead. Pickett at the top of the circle. Jordan Davis defending. Jai the screen, using it as Pickett in the lane. That pass goes through Jai's hands. It's loose, trying to save it, and it's popped in the air. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Penn State. Winter tried to save it. Penn State unable to maintain possession. The Badgers get it off the miscue as we have the under eight media timeout. Enjoy a clean running engine wherever you go. Top tier tri-clean Citgo gasoline. Citgo. Let's go together from the American Family Insurance broadcast table. 7:42 remaining. Wisconsin 49, Penn State 49. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Every time you use LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovations, or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home.